I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Three Christian workers at a Christian publishing house were executed in Malatya, Turkey. The company was known for printing and distributing Christian literature and Bibles. The three were attacked Wednesday. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
They were tied to chairs and had their throats slit. Two of them died right at the scene. The third one died apparently on the way to the hospital after the attack. The Turkish government has announced that 10 people are now in custody.
The three victims include a German and two Turkish citizens, one a pastor. Pray that the news about this case will encourage more Muslims to learn more about Christ. Meanwhile, a state of emergency in one Nigerian state reflects the tension in the country approaching Saturday's presidential elections. Open Doors indicates that religious liberties and peace between the predominantly Muslim North and the Christian South are at stake. Two leading candidates are staunch Muslims. One has been handpicked by the outgoing president. Pray for Christians in the region whose religious freedom is uncertain. And honey equals money for churches and families in Moldova. Farms International is helping families buy beehives since honey can more than triple a family's income. With more money comes more responsibility. Farms' Nathan McLaughlin says as the participants learn stewardship and tithing, it helps the church.
We believe strongly that the best family development and church development occurs from the families that are attending those churches. So the tithing is able to help support their pastor, support the building, support missionaries so that they're able to go out and share the gospel.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. M&N can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Visit missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address at the bottom, and you'll get Mission News every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.